First, to review part of what President Trump is saying in the White House Rose Garden right now, at least according to the closed captioning on the TV screen, he says, "We are not backing down on our effort. I stand before you to outline new steps my administration is taking to ensure that citizenship is counted, so we know how many citizens we have in the United States." We're obviously following this story as it unfolds. But Tam, President Trump has often been faced with what looks like defeat and found a way to say that he is still fighting, even if it's not really clear that he is. And I know you've been looking at other instances of this. Tell us how this may fit into a pattern.
Right. So let's go back to 2017. President Trump, one of his earlier actions was to try to get Congress to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And then Congress failed to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But much like he's doing now, President Trump said that he was not really backing down, that somehow eventually he would get what he was after.
Perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today, because we'll end up with a truly great health care bill in the future after this mess known as Obamacare explodes.
So he still regularly complains about the late Senator John McCain's vote to block or not to support the Affordable Care Act repeal. But the president has continued to fight on in that regard. There are other instances. For instance, the government shut down over the border wall. The president ultimately backed down and said, well, we'll reopen the government without getting this border wall I wanted. But then he fought on.
Some of these things you mentioned, from the border wall to the Affordable Care Act, these fights have not really gone away. Does he ever admit defeat in these cases?
He never admits defeat, even when he actually is defeated, but he also just keeps churning and keeps trying to do different things. So let's take health care. Yes, the Congress has not passed a repeal of the Affordable Care Act, and now Democrats control the House, so there's no path to that. But congressional Republicans did pass a tax bill that took away the penalty for not having health insurance. That functionally eliminated the individual mandate. And just this week, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals was hearing a challenge to the Affordable Care Act based on the idea that without that individual mandate, the Affordable Care Act is no longer constitutional. And President Trump, in a big break with past practice, pushed for the Justice Department to stop defending the Affordable Care Act as constitutional. On the wall, of course, the government reopened, and then President Trump promptly declared an emergency along the border to try to move funding outside of the will of Congress. And now some border wall is being built. It's not, you know, sea to shining sea. It's not exactly what he promised, but there is construction getting started.
Wouldn't most presidents just move on? I mean, what does it say about President Trump that he keeps at it again and again, even in the face of repeated defeats?
You know, a lot of presidents have failed at a lot of things. Bill Clinton failed at healthcare legislation in 1993. President Bush failed on his efforts on Social Security. President Obama failed on immigration, climate legislation, gun control. And they frequently just moved on to other areas where they thought maybe they could notch some wins. But President Trump is different. And part of that is related to his relationship with his base and the fact that he's not really trying to expand beyond his base. So where other presidents would not want to remind everyone that they had this failure, President Trump wants to show that he is fighting. Fighting for him and with his base is almost as important as succeeding, just showing that he's fighting. It also does serve to create some confusion and set a narrative with his supporters that they're getting what they want, even if they aren't getting what he initially promised exactly.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. And at this moment, President Trump is in the Rose Garden announcing an executive order by which he is going to order every department and agency in the federal government to provide records about citizens and non-citizens in the United States, continuing his fight to get information on citizenship even after the Supreme Court ruled against him in the 2020 census case. Tamara Keith, thanks so much.
You're welcome.